He's still the majority leader. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
With the victories in Arizona and Nevada, Democrats will remain the majority party in the Senate.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. Last night, the Fox News decision desk projected that Senator Catherine Cortez Masto held off a challenge from Republican Adam Laxalt.
The reason this is important is that it's going to be at minimum a 50-50 Senate, which is what we've been having here so far. So even if Democrats lose the runoff in early December in Georgia between Herschel Walker and Senator Raphael Warnock, guess what? It's still 50-50. They could go to 51-49. The reason is that you have Vice President Harris who can potentially break ties there.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Control of the House is still up in the air, although it's leaning Republican. After a meeting in Cambodia, President Biden said the U.S., South Korea, and Japan are more aligned than ever on North Korea. In recent weeks, the North has fired off a barrage of missiles. The three leaders also discussed China's growing influence. Disaster at an air show in Texas following a crash in midair and a fireball on the ground.
Two historic military planes collided during a Veterans Day air show in Dallas. The two planes erupted into a ball of fire with debris flying all over the ground. No spectators were killed or injured.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. The status of the pilots is unknown at this time. A team with the National Transportation Safety Board is now heading to the crash site. A shooting outside a high school football game in Orlando has left one person dead and two injured. Four teenagers were detained last night, and a possible suspect is believed to be in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A Georgia man who followed his instincts is being credited with saving a child. Kelsey Willis was at a Walmart when he heard a child screaming and saw a boy being brought behind the building. When the screams got louder, Willis decided to check things out and found a man in the woods choking the young boy. Willis, who was armed, pulled out his weapon and held the suspect at gunpoint until police arrived. Authorities say the suspect had removed the child from a car and knew who the boy was. A woman who went to great lengths to escape a life of captivity is being treated for severe injuries at a hospital in Washington state. Authorities say the victim of a sex trafficking ring jumped out of a third-story window to get away.
Prosecutors in Seattle saying a young woman made two harrowing attempts to escape a vicious pimp. She was ultimately rescued by a rideshare driver who engaged in a gunfight with the man.
Fox's Paul Stevens. The suspect, Winston Burt, was known on the street as Dice Capone. Authorities say his sex trafficking ring operated in three states. More than two dozen teenagers have reportedly been rescued from a life of forced labor.
The Labor Department's alleging that a cleaning company hired more than 30 kids ages 13 to 17 to work in slaughterhouses and meat processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. A lawsuit filed in a Nebraska court Thursday states that the kids worked for a cleaning subcontractor, Packers Sanitation Services, at JBS in Grand Island, as well as in Worthington, Minnesota, and at Turkey Valley Farms in Marshall. In addition to working overnight shifts, the child laborers were handling dangerous powered driven machines and caustic chemicals. Several sustained serious injuries, including one 13-year-old who suffered serious chemical burns.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.